Hello. Sorry. I don't mean to scare you. What are you? You're upright. I saw you a ways away. You were on a whale's back. On top of the ocean. Yes, the brown whale. It's just there. A boat. A boat. Okay. I'll remember that. Then how are you upright on land? Sorry, I followed you here. I had to crawl, but I made it. Well, I wanted to talk to you. I've heard about creatures like you that look like us, but you have stems growing from your torso instead. Half plant, half mermaid. Right? No? A human. Human. Okay. Well, human, I come from just there, on the coastline. It might be hard for you to tell where I'm pointing, but to me, it makes sense. You can see where the green reflects. Underneath is a bed of seaweed. If you go a little bit further, that's where my den is. Yes, sir. Then you know what I am. Though you don't seem pleased, but you also haven't tried to eat me. I knew it. I knew the rumors weren't true. The half-stem, half-mermaids don't actually eat us. Right. Human. Could you pick me up? Thank you. I'm not really used to this type of weight. I feel much heavier here. Back home, everything is weightless. I haven't come up this far before. My siblings warned me not to, but I couldn't help myself. That's okay. I don't need to be upright like you. I can just fold my tail a bit. There. Now I'm doing something. Oh, sitting. That's an interesting term. Well, I am sitting. Would you mind to sit with me, if you could? What do you mean? How would it be dangerous here? You're the only creature I've seen on land so far, and you haven't tried to kill me. Others. There are other creatures then that would kill me. No? Other humans? I see. Then you are simply not hungry. That's why you haven't eaten me. Then why haven't you? Oh, I've never heard that term before. Beautiful? What does it mean? Nice to look at. You are nice to look at. You are beautiful. Your physique is elegant. I apologize. I'm not familiar with your terminology yet. I hope to be. I am very interested in the creatures up here. I want to know more about them. Yes, sir. I can breathe. And despite how heavy I feel, I can still move. My tail does feel a bit dry. If I had a little bit of kelp. Oh, there. In that. Wait. I know what that is. That's a net. On the whale, the boat. The net. Sometimes we find them on the bottom floor. My sister told me what they're called. They're used to gather and pull up. They're terrifying, but clever. Oh, do be careful. When you touch them, they yank. I think it might be sleeping. Hmm? An object? Oh my, wait until I tell my family that. We've been trying to catch one to eat it for a while. How foolish. Well, kelp is tangled in it. Do you mind passing me some? Thank you. Ah, that's better. You said I am beautiful. That's why you keep looking at me. In the ocean, if you look at somebody for a long time, it is a challenge. But I don't think you are challenging me. Well, thank you. My tail is, unfortunately, a bit bigger than some of my siblings, but it's okay. I make do. Though I don't think I could be able to attract any men with this. Well, you say I am nice to look at, but where I come from, whether or not someone is beautiful, as you would say, relies on the tail. My tail is too large and too blue. Orange is the preferable color. My sister, she is the beautiful one, the eldest, but she is cruel. I don't like her very much, so I run away often. I think I mean to stay away this time. I'm old enough anyway. It's time I begin a solitary life. And I can create my own family. But I saw the whale, and I swim up. At first, I saw it was brown and I thought it had died. And it was floating. But then I saw you riding on its back. Now I know that the creature is a boat. Also an object. Wow, I do feel foolish. I hope you'll forgive me. I'm just uninformed. You are very charming. Far more than the males where I live. You speak to me very kindly, and you have patience with me. I must admit, even underwater, I'm not very intelligent. Well, thank you. I'm learning as quickly as I can. But the sun here is harsh. I can feel it burning my skin. Oh, You are lifting me. Where are we going? Home? To which home? Mine? Yours. We are going away from the ocean. Then you also live on land. How interesting. I thought you just hunted here. Why are we going there? If it is to protect me, and you do think I need to be protected, then I am grateful to you. Sir, what do you do for a living? A sailor. I've heard of those. No, I haven't heard of a fisherman, but I have heard of fish. I eat them. Oh yes, our diet is very diverse, much more than other creatures, at least in the ocean. We can eat fish, crabs, squid, octopus, jellyfish though, I don't like them, and we can eat lots of plants too. What do you eat? Really? All of them? Oh, except for jellyfish. I don't blame you, they aren't very tasty. And other things? I do say, human, you are intriguing. I'd like to know more about you, if you don't mind. This is a very peculiar situation, as I am already having feelings for you. Oh, I apologize. Did I say something offensive? Surprising. I guess it is surprising. Well, then I won't ask you if you feel the same. Let us continue on to your home. I'd like to see it.